20 years ago, when Jumpstart started producing its cutting-edge performances at Blue Star's theater space, there was no Southtown scene with the excitement of First Fridays. But that's the way Southtown rolls now, with a vibrant community, and it looks like Jumpstart won't be a part of it much longer. Their 15-year lease at the Blue Star Arts Complex expires in September. Lisa Suarez is Jumpstart's producing director. She says when the time came to negotiate a new lease, she was told James Lifschutz, owner of the Blue Star Arts Complex, decided not to renew.
We went ahead and renegotiated, did go talk to him about, I was hoping that he would give us the year that we'd asked for last year, since we've been operating under that assumption, and he did not, and gave us an added 4 months, through January.
As a point of disclosure, Lifschutz is a board member of Texas Public Radio. Lifschutz says that he believes Jumpstart was losing traction, which partially influenced his decision.
In the wake of losing their very talented playwright, Sterling Houston, 5 or 6 years ago, and then the departure of Steve Bailey, their creative and executive director, several years later, I and others had been wondering whether they were going to kind of find new creative traction, and I don't feel like they did.
He says his plans for the space will include a multi-purpose venue for theater and live music.
I want it to be open to multiple theater companies and their kind of practitioners, supporters, and audiences.
As for Jumpstart, Suarez says they've been approached by several people with potential offers and are not ruling anything out.
We're hoping that we do get a space that has performance, rehearsal space, as well as studio office, and so that we are also able to use it to make it accessible to other community arts organizations or groups that aren't able to afford their own space.
Jumpstart may also work as a traveling company. Joey Palacios, Texas Public Radio News.